This is a production of Cornell University.
Let's go ahead and get started. Wendy, do you want to go ahead and call roll?
I sure will. Mariah Adege.
Here.
Salima Ali.
Present.
Morgan Baker. Morgan.
I see her.
Yes, there. Colin Benedict. RMA Cass. Uche Chukwukere. John Clancy.
Here.
Osai.
Present.
Yeah. Actually, most of these, I'm looking at names and I can do it too. So, Jacob Fite. Masa Haddad. Catherine Huang.
Here.
Nick Matolta. Indigo Pavlov.
Here.
Tomas Reuning.
Here.
Lucas Smith.
Here.
Paulina Solivea. Sarah Sun. Noah Watson.
Here.
Brian Weintraub.
Here.
Caraball Windemieux.
Here.
Selena Hsu. Valentina Hsu.
Here.
And Yuhan Wan.
Here.
Yay! Welcome back, everyone.
Wonderful. What is the attendance count?
Oh. You have quorum.
Perfect.
14.
Okay, perfect. 14 present. Well, hi, everyone. It's really good to see all of your faces or your little avatars. Happy first week of classes. I wanted to give a really quick rundown of what this meeting is going to look like. It's going to be very informal, I feel like, because we are an interim body. We shouldn't be really passing resolutions at this point because we are waiting for our fall election to hit in October. From there, you know, the SA will resume its normal business. For now, we're just going to go over the meeting schedule. Does anybody have any questions right now? Okay, great. All of you should have received the agenda, and the agenda is linked to the meeting schedule. If you guys would like, I can also screen share and pull it up right now. Give me a thumbs up if that would be helpful. I see nothing, so okay, I'm going to go ahead and screen share really fast. Here we go. Okay, can everybody see this? Great. So we're just going to introduce our meeting schedule for this year, as the Student Assembly usually passes this like at every first meeting of the academic year. Largely what it looks like is we have our fall meeting schedule laid out. We're still, our spring schedule is obviously still pending because we don't know what it's going to look like just yet. So here we're having our first meeting September 3rd, and then the next 3 weeks, we will not be meeting as an SA, just because we are having all these elections meetings and it doesn't exactly feel appropriate to be meeting when we're not a full body. October 1st is when we will have every single member of the Student Assembly elected, because our elections will have ended that day, and we'll be able to meet formally once again as a body. And then we'll be meeting through December 10th. And yeah, that's about it. Any questions? If you have a question, you can like just unmute yourself or raise your hand in participant chat and I'll try to check that.
I have a question.
Yes.
For the Student Assembly, the elections, does that just include like the president, vice president, or is that also for like the committees and like all of that?
That's a good question, Kate. I'm going to pass it over to our Director of Elections, Mariah and Savannah, who can help answer questions and also introduce our fall elections.
Sorry, who asked that question? I couldn't see.
Kate.
Okay. Oh, hi, Kate. Thanks for the question. So I'm going to actually pull up the fall elections calendar really quickly and introduce the elections and address the question that you asked, if that's okay. Great. And Mariah, like, feel free to chime in whenever as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you all see my screen?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so this semester's fall election is going to combine the contested races from the spring semester. So that means that the positions that are going to be, I guess, campaigning are president, vice president, college of, I think I listed all of them in the Instagram post, and I can post that again in this chat. But it's basically all the uncontested, all the contested positions from last semester, plus the new positions from this semester. So that includes freshman rep, transfer rep, students with disability rep. Am I missing anything else, Mariah?
Minority rep and an undergrad rep to the UA are also up for, open seats that can be, that anyone can run for this fall.
Yeah, so those are all the open seats from this fall election, because the ones from the spring are closed off to the ones, to the people that already participated in the spring. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Kat, did you have anything you wanted to say? I saw you unmuted yourself.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, should I go over a little bit of, like, election rule stuff, or?
Is today's purpose only to review the calendar or the rules as well?
On the agenda, we have going over the calendar, and then we're handing off to you guys to talk about election stuff as well. So you're welcome to discuss anything you'd like in regards to elections.
Okay. Maria, how about I just talk about the calendar a little bit, and then you can talk about rules?
Okay, yeah, perfect.
Great. So this is what we came up with. Thank you very much, Wendy, for helping us put this calendar together. Basically, everything's going to be happening relatively quickly. We're going to start with a candidate info session on Wednesday. This is at 9 a.m., and this is specifically targeted for people in, I guess, opposite time zones so that they can tune in as well. And then Thursday's information session is at night. So really there's a broad time period that people can chime into the meetings. And then all petitioning for new positions is going to be online. We're going to do this probably through Cornell Qualtrics, but we're not sure yet. We'll keep you guys updated. And there'll be a mandatory campaign meeting on Thursday, September 17th. And we'll be having online candidate forums on September 24th. And we will also probably have another debate. We're not sure yet. And we might add that in. And then hopefully voting will end October 1st in time for us to have a meeting as a full essay. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
That's fine. So for the mandatory campaign meeting, and I guess for the candidate forum, is that also for the people who were running last year?
Yeah, so all of these are including, everything applies to candidates from the spring and the fall elections. Mm-hmm. Great question, thank you. Anything else?
Yeah, I had a question. I think I texted Mariah about it yesterday, but I was wondering for undesignated, I think it was just me. And then I think Sarah, and then also Lucas. And I think Sarah is taking a gap year. So I was just wondering for that situation, are we going to open that up for more people to join, or
Yes. So I did double check for you. I was actually just checking that right now. So you and Lucas will be automatically seated. We're not reopening any seats that were contested in the spring, no matter what the circumstances have changed from now. I don't think that would make sense. Because even if we didn't postpone the election, had anyone dropped out, you would have been uncontested, if that makes sense. Like, that's just not something that we ever do. And so because someone dropped out, you are now uncontested. And so you and Lucas will be automatically seated, as well as Johan, if you're still running, your seat is also now uncontested, as well as the women's rep seat, yeah, which is also now uncontested due to someone else also dropping out.
Okay. Got you. Okay. Thank you for checking, Maria.
Yes, of course.
Sorry.
Was someone else speaking?
Yeah, no, go ahead, though.
Can we start raising our hands in the participants chat when we want to speak, just so that we don't have, like, the Zoom confusion? Kirbo and Indigo, you can go, but, like, make sure your hands are up in the chat, and I'll keep an eye on that.
Indigo can go. It's fine.
Okay. Indigo, and then Kirbo. No,
okay. Yeah, along the lines of that, so just to clarify, uncontested positions aren't being reopened. Like, those people.
No. No seats are being reopened from the election in the fall. The only things that are open right now are seats that weren't contested. Like, minority rep, for example, has two seats, and only one person even ran for minority rep back in the spring. And so now we have – it's just a special election for minority rep and undez. But, like, the spring 2020 election is still the spring 2020 election. It's just happening in September, if that makes sense. Like, nothing is changing about anybody who petitioned or – was running at the time back in March. Like, nothing is changing with that.
Oh, okay. So it's like, because I didn't run because I was supposed to be going abroad this semester, so, like, I'm not allowed to run now for those positions.
You're allowed to run for undergrad rep to the UA or minority rep, but obviously you can't run for freshman or transfer.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, those two, minority and undez, are the minority and UA rep are the two that are open to any Cornell student who wants to run for them. Because, again, that's just a special election because there weren't people who ran for them in the spring.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so we're basically just combining both the elections into one voting period instead of making people vote in two different time chunks.
And so that also applies to, like, if there was a freshman who just got here who would want to run for, like, women's rep or something, they're not able to do that.
No.
Okay, thanks.
No. But a freshman or a transfer could run for minority or UA rep.
Of course, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Great. Good question, Indigo. Kirbo, you can go. Do you still have your question?
I guess the candidate forum includes the executive debates, correct?
I don't know that we've decided. I think right now, tentatively, we're just doing one. That includes everyone. Is that correct, Savannah? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think we've decided otherwise, but it seems, I think September 24th is going to be the forum as well as the debate. We'll talk more about it and we'll update you guys. Are there any other questions? If not, Mariah can talk a little bit about the rules.
Yeah, so I'll just give a brief overview because we will have a mandatory campaign meeting that is that we're going to go more in depth. But just like the broad overview is that the election and campaigning will all be completely virtual. Anyone, no matter where they are studying from this semester, will be able to participate. And so, yeah, there will be, like, no in-person campaigning. So that includes chalking, postering, quarter carding, endorsement meetings. Like, that all has to be virtual. None of that can – well, so, for example, chalking will not be happening this semester, obviously, because you can't do that virtually. Likewise with postering and quarter carding, none of that will happen this semester. Yeah, so I think that you all should be kind of, like, leaning into your social media networks using Facebook ads, Instagram ads, websites, et cetera. Because, yeah, the campaign and election voting, all of that will be completely virtual this semester. And there will be, like, more info, again, during, like, the info session and the campaign meetings. But, yeah, that's kind of, like, the broad overview. Those are, like, the main rules that have changed. But everything else is the same. You know, like, there's still no campaigning together. There's no, like, tickets. There's no platform. There's no, like, combined ticketing. The same rules apply with, like, endorsing up, but not endorsing, like, at the same level. That also applies. So basically the only thing that's different is that it will be completely virtual, so all of the in-person things that you're generally allowed to do, you won't be allowed to do this semester. But, like, the rules outside of, like, that kind of campaigning things have not changed. So, yeah, I don't know if anybody has any questions, because, again, the rules generally haven't changed, but just be mindful that, like, you can't do anything that you couldn't do if you weren't in Ithaca. So kind of just, like, keep that in your mind. Like, if you couldn't do it from your own home, then don't do it, because you can't. It is a violation of the election rules.
Great. Thank you for explaining, Mariah. I have a quick question. Will all candidates who are going to run receive clarification on, like, early campaigning rules? So I'm thinking specifically when it comes to online petitioning, it can be confusing on, like, how are you going to collect signatures without campaigning on the same platform that you're going to later campaign on, you know?
Yeah, we are still working on those specific rules with the Office of Assemblies. And once we figure that out, we will also write it and amend the elections rules and send it out to everybody.
Yeah, and I would just say, like, also, like, just think about it the way that you normally petition, even in person. I don't think that it's any harder to not do early campaigning online. I mean, I personally don't see that. I don't know if maybe other people have, like, other thoughts on this, but the same way that you're not allowed to early campaign when you're petitioning in person, like, you shouldn't be mentioning your platform at all when you're petitioning, whether that's online or in person. I would recommend, like, people who want to, like, run this fall and who are going to be, you know, advertising their petition virtually and through online channels to just say, like, hey, like, I'm trying to get on the ballot. I want to run for student assembly. Could you sign my petition? That's what you should be saying even when we're in person. So that's the same thing that you should be sending in messages in your group meetings or text, whatever it is, however it is you're going about getting your petition signatures.
Yeah, and I would suggest being especially careful just because everything's online and people can take screenshots and everything to send to us during the committee meetings and challenges.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And that's actually a really good point. I think that now is a time to be even more mindful of election rules because, yeah, there is going to be a lot more, like, proof.
I have a quick question. It was just something that I noticed with the SA Disabilities rep. I just looked at it now. It says that the requirement for the signatures is 150. But I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be 75.
Yes, that is true. Do you know?
Shoot. Oh, if that's in the amendment, then we can update that.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, was that in the resolution? I forget exactly.
I'm checking right now.
Yeah, I can double check.
Yeah, they put together a lot of good programs for us.
I don't think it actually has number of petitions.
It's not in the resolution. Does it need, like, another resolution to, like, lower it? But I think the intention was, like, because it was, like, grouped under, like, seats for, like, marginalized communities, like, it would just have the lower.
Yeah. Wendy just said she can fix that, and I think that's perfectly reasonable. So 75, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Wendy. Thanks, Uche.
Great. I see another hand from Indigo. Do you have another question?
Thank you. So I've spoken to a few students who are interested in running for student assembly, but they're kind of worried about, like, changing circumstances and everything. So I was wondering, I don't know if this was already stated, but is the rule that, I don't know the exact language, but it's something like, if you for some reason have to leave your position earlier than the end of the year, you can't participate in student assembly again. So is that still in effect, given, you know, that, I don't know, someone might have to, like, go home and not be able to, or something along those lines?
Yeah, I don't know if that's an official rule. I had never heard that be an official rule before. I do know people who have left the essay mid-year and have come back. So, yeah, I'm not sure that that's an official rule. If it is an official rule and it's somewhere in the elections rule, then we can edit that because, yeah, I think that there are things that are going to, like, change for people who, like, generally we've never had to think about that before and they would have not been written into the election rule. So that's something we can definitely edit. Savannah, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I also feel like it really depends on what the case is. For example, like, we're all meeting right now virtually, and I guess the expectation would be that we would continue to meet virtually until the end of the semester. But if there's something, like if they really couldn't fill their position, I mean, that's, things happen, right? So we can't really change or help that.
Okay, great. I'm not sure if that's actually an official rule or if I just made that up, but I thought it was that you could only come back to have like an ex officio position. But I would love to change that now if that's the case, definitely for like extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
Great. Any other questions? If you have a question, you can put your hand up. All right. I see nothing. Do you have any concluding thoughts, Mariah and Savannah, as DOEs?
Yeah, I would just say I'm really happy. Like, we're very excited for the election. Excited for you all to be running and like excited for shared governance to like continue throughout COVID and all of these cliche but unprecedented times. So yeah.
Thanks, Mariah. Okay, that's basically everything on our agenda. I did want to open up a space for any announcements if people have things they want to announce. So Lucas, do you have anything from OSG or any updates or events that you would like to plug?
Yeah, so there's a Cornell Service Fair coming up in a couple of weeks. The Cornell Service Fair is going to be on the 15th, so hold that date. That's an exciting partnership between the Public Service Center, the City and Local Affairs Committee and whatnot, so something we've been working hard on this summer. And then stay tuned for some information on a statewide student town hall with student leaders from across New York State. That we'll be talking about our response to COVID and sharing some thoughts with community members.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Lucas. In case you guys haven't been updated, the Office of Student Government Relations, which is a branch of the SA, has been doing like a ton of work over the summer, and they're obviously continuing it into the school year, which is very exciting to see. Alrighty. If we have no other questions or comments or announcements, I'm going to go ahead and ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Oh, also take the census.
What?
Oh, I was just saying take the census.
Yes, and register to vote. Yes.
And vote, yes.
And wear your damn mask.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, awesome. Is there a second?
Second.
Alrighty, meeting adjourned.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.